America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Do you hear how crystal clear she sounds?
It's so much better, isn't it?
And I turn to my left, and there she is.
Here I am.
The vision of the radio goddess that she is.
I'm back.
She's back in the studio, surgically repaired.
Yes.
Everything works.
That's
she
right.
She made it through. It is time for a live in the studio entertainment report
yes.
with Christina Stoffo.
Okay, happy to be back. We have a lot of interesting information. I'm going to start off with something, you know, just like really sad. There was another finalist of The Voice. This was Mexico's version of The Voice, though. Alejandro Fuentes,
mm-hmm.
He was a 2011 finalist, died at age 45. He was shot in Chicago, okay? He was out for his birthday, was ambushed outside of a performing arts school that he owns there. This is all according to the Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
A guy came up to him, told him to get out of his car. When he refused, the guy shot him.
Ooh.
3 days later, he died in the hospital. No suspects. Very, very scary and strange. As of now, they have no suspects and really have no clue why this happened.
That's terrible.
There was an article that said Drake has canceled all meet and greets. I mean, like, this is now, okay?
Yeah.
So, and you know what? As an artist, I don't blame anyone that now doesn't want to have direct contact with these people.
Takes one nut. Just one nut. That's all it takes.
You know?
Right.
And
right.
I'm sorry. You can, if you are crazy enough, you will find a way to sneak something
that's
in
exactly
that could do some
right.
harm. So
mm-hmm.
now I'm going to move on to
yes.
other news, Ed.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Ah, he's happy.
Crybaby?
Crybaby.
Yes, he is such a crybaby. You don't think so?
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Is this going to be like a Tom Brady-esque rant?
This, you know, listen.
I think it is.
I think it's true.
I think it's
a fact
uh-oh, yeah.
that LeBron James
yeah.
is the best basketball player. I do not dispute that.
Yes,
however,
he is
so arrogant about it that it makes him unlikable.
Ooh.
And it just takes away from the appeal from him being that good. For example,
yeah.
at the end of Game 7,
yes.
like the very end,
yes.
when he went to dunk the ball and all of a sudden he's rolling around, punching the ground,
right.
the medical staff comes out with a sling.
Yes.
Oh, I can't move. 2 seconds later, he's shooting a free throw.
Yes.
Give
it's like a soccer player.
Me a break.
Yes, like a soccer player.
Stop acting.
Wow.
If you're going to be a good basketball player, be that. Don't
Look
be a crybaby, LeBron
wow.
James. Don't be a drama queen. Just be what you are.
Look at this. He is the kid from Akron who brought a championship to Cleveland. The
I
first
get
championship
it.
In like 100 years.
I get it. I get it.
And I like how you're able to just get through all that. Big deal. They won the championship. Big deal. Big parade
no,
in Cleveland.
Listen,
he is a crybaby.
I'm very happy for Cleveland.
No, you're not.
I'm very happy for
no,
them.
No, you're not.
But I just don't like LeBron James.
Don't like LeBron.
And you know what? I'm, again, not taking away from his ability because
yes.
I think he's awesome. I mean, he does
uh-huh.
things on the court and you're just like, oh, okay, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But so arrogant.
And I actually have an example of that. Game five. Kevin Love makes a really good play and goes over to fist pump LeBron James. LeBron gives him a look and leaves him hanging.
I know.
Would not do it.
Arrogance.
Would not do it.
Arrogance.
There you go.
That's what I mean.
So let me ask you this about LeBron. What look is better, with the headband or without the headband?
I don't know. Either way, he looks arrogant.
And he got hair over the last couple of years. Something's going on. I think he's got plugs going on.
Maybe.
Well, okay.
Just sticking with that story, Drake, because I brought him up before.
Drake
I also,
again?
I also read an article that he bet,
two
he
Drakes.
Made a $60,000 bet.
He did?
Against, or with French Montana, okay,
yeah.
about this playoff season, and he lost 60 grand because the
Aww.
Cavs won.
Aww.
Could you imagine just being able to bet 60 grand on
no.
something?
Oh, no. No, I can't.
Okay, yeah, me either.
That's like $6 in our pocket.
Must be nice.
That must be
okay.
very nice.
So let's move on to Michael Phelps,
mm-hmm.
who is now moving on to a better path in life. Because a little over a month ago, after welcoming his first child, Boomer Phelps, into the world,
Boomer.
He got good news, officially off probation.
Very nice.
Stemming from his 2014 driving under the influence arrest.
Well, things happen.
Right. He was arrested in 2014. He was charged with driving under the influence,
yes.
excessive speed,
yes.
crossing double lines.
Yes.
And no kidding, he got arrested
and
with all that.
And calling your kid Boomer. He was arrested.
Well,
that as well,
so glad you brought that up.
Please.
Because this day and age, you find everyone trying to come up with a unique name for
yes.
their kids.
Yes.
And they don't think, is my kid going to get made fun of in school if I name her Toaster?
Right. Right.
Right or what?
It's
you know what I mean?
Oh, you know, we're so nouveau, we're so chic. But then all of a sudden, that kid's going to be in third grade and will go through a living
I know.
Hell.
Well, yes. Whatever.
Because you named your daughter Uniqua.
Uniqua.
I bet you there's somewhere.
That's hysterical.
There's got to be some kid somewhere named Uniqua right
and
now.
And not that there's anything, if you really want to name your kid Uniqua, you go right ahead.
It's a lovely name.
But what I'm saying to you is think about your kid. And
yes.
Think about if you can think of off the top of your head a name that could be made up that rhymes with that name, the kids will find out and they'll make fun of her.
They will. And they're going to have to call that name out at graduation 18 years later.
That's right.
And you don't want the kid turning around and giving you the stink eye.
The stink eye.
Why did you call me Uniqua?
Anyway, yes. Okay. So Blake Lively is in a new movie that she's promoting now called The Shallows. It is in theaters pretty soon, or it's actually in theaters now. She plays a surfer. Okay, who's stranded on a rock. Now, between the rock
and
the beach,
there
is a great white shark, and she has to figure out how to get back on the beach because the shark wants to attack her.
I love when you put drama in your voice and you build up. You work towards this Stafodian crescendo. It's amazing.
So
I love
funny.
When you do that.
Okay, so she did a TV interview and she said that she was inspired to take this role after seeing her husband, Ryan Reynolds, in the movie Buried Alive, where he would, like, the whole movie was him in a buried in a coffin. Which I couldn't watch because that is like my worst nightmare, by the way.
Someone's just going to snap you up and bury you by mistake?
Well, no.
Hey, where's Christina today?
Well, there's sick people out there, Ed. I mean, but the point of this portion of the Entertainment Report is that she took the role because she was inspired by her husband being in this movie, Buried Alive. And she said there's a difference between being in a movie with a cast and there's, you know, scripts and things like that. There's the difference between that and it's just you.
She never gets to set on time, you know, when she acts in a film.
Really?
Personal experience.
Oh, here we go.
3 days in a row in a film called The Oranges, where you'll see a little bit of me in there somewhere, but she and would totally upset her co-star Mr. Hugh Laurie because she would be late every freaking day and we wouldn't get out till 9:30 at night when we were supposed to be released at 6, and I'm just venting, but
come on.
So hopefully Blake is a little bit more lively with getting to set on time.
All right, well, yeah, and hopefully The Shallows does well in the box office.
Good
we'll
luck.
See.
Yeah.
All right, Game of Thrones episode 9 aired last week. Huge, huge production.
This is the Jon Snow update.
Yes.
This is the Jon Snow update.
I was really just going to talk about the behind the scenes
this
stuff.
This is not the Jon Snow update, but it's still the Game of Thrones update. Thank you.
Okay, so I don't want to really give anything away just in case you're not caught up, even though tonight is the season finale.
Tonight's the big night.
So you better get caught up.
You have time. Watch it now.
So last week, episode 9 cost $10 million to make.
Holy.
And 25 days to film. It was the huge battle between Jon Snow and Ramsay Bolton to win Winterfell. Okay? And I'm not going to say anything, but I was happy with the outcome.
You were thrilled.
I was thrilled.
You went on social media and said, holy mackerel. That was a good show. I have not heard the phrase holy mackerel since my grandfather, who passed away in 86, last said it.
It was so good.
And I actually had to take my phone and shake it to make sure it was operating correctly.
Uh-huh.
She really wrote holy mackerel.
It was that good of an episode. It was jam-packed, and it was very, you know, gory, and it was very action-packed.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jon Snow, he's like my favorite.
Holy mackerel.
So I'm very, very excited. And if you haven't caught up, please do. Tonight's the season finale, and it's probably going to be amazing.
Okay.
And we'll be talking about that next week.
I was just going to say, I already know what we're talking about next week. Yes.
And I'm going to end this week's Entertainment Report with something very interesting.
Go ahead.
ApolloPeak.com. All natural cat wine. For those of you who are interested in not drinking alone, but having a drink with your feline companion, you can now purchase this all-natural cat wine that is made up of beets and catnip.
Wow.
Okay.
I like to drink with my pussycat.
It is produced out of Colorado.
I throw on that one, yes.
We have... Yeah,
Colorado, fine purveyors of cat wine.
We are rolling over that last comment.
Yes, we are.
With the names of the wine. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
The Pinot Meow.
Oh. Uh-huh.
The Moscato.
Meow, meow.
You know, like Moscato, but Moscato.
I get it. I get it.
So they have these two versions of wine. There's no alcohol in them. Obviously, you can't give alcohol to your pets, but it is made of beets and catnip, which is kind of like alcohol for your cat.
Sure.
So, you know, all you cat ladies out there, rejoice.
Catnip is more like heroin for a cat. I mean, it is.
I know.
You know.
So, again, it's ApolloPeak.com. All natural cat wine.
Okay. Try it today.
Try it today.
Wow.
So I read that. I was like, what?
Wow.
You know, cat wine.
Cat wine. See, cat wine means so much more when she's in the studio as opposed to calling from Hyannisport at the Big Staffo Estate.
Yes.
This is great. So she's back everything as well. And so when you watch Game of Thrones tonight, just think that Christina will be watching it at the same exact minute that you are, and you will feel that much closer to Christina Staffo.
I don't think my eyes blinked for an hour. I had such anxiety watching last week's episode. I'm not kidding.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Would you stop?
Please.
I'm just saying, it was a very exciting episode. Very, like, it gave me anxiety. There were a lot of anxious moments.
Holy mackerel.
Exactly.
Wow. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend. It's not Game of Thrones. On the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.